The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes you all go around. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold from snow. Tell the trees don't grow. Tell the wind don't blow. 'Cause it's easier. Moving through the trees, passing with a bees. The sun is getting louder, sound is getting louder. Music when we play, when we need to pray. There's music in the sounds of the wind. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the heat from flame, try not to feel the pain. Don't you try in vain, 'cause it's easier.
It's Sunday night, it's 9 o'clock, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan.
I'm Bill Farah, and we got a humdinger of a show lined up for you tonight. We're going to do some sort of political things, since we have inauguration coming up in a couple of days, and we're going to do some really other kind of silly stuff. We've got a fun outsider royalty tonight, a guy named Pat Campbell. Country story songs with some real tear jerkers in there. And we're going to take our first exploration into Diversity Corner, semi-recurring themed set where we explore some aspect of our culture. It may have to do with race or gender or age. But tonight we're going to look at homosexuality.
Well, before we get into the music, I do want to let you know that you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You can give us a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. You can check out our post. We're going to be posting the playlist on WRIR.org. We've got a new stream running, so if you do try to get us on the internet and you're having some trouble, give me a shout out. But you may just need to refresh your browser and clear your cache, and you should be able to be doing fine. Big shout out!
Can you say those things on the radio?
Clear your cache.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that FCC friendly?
Cash gifting.
And that could be referring to a number of things.
That might be one of our new features, huh? Clear your cache.
Clear your cache. That's good.
And of course, a big shout out to DJ Carlito for yet another wonderful installation of If Music Could Talk. Well, you know, with Inauguration Day coming up, we're not going to have George Bush to kick around anymore. And that's
a wonderful feeling.
It's but from a comedy point of view, it's really going to crimp my style. Cause
that's true.
I am not looking forward to 4 or 8 years of earnestness, hope, and optimism. It is really going to piss me off.
Well, I think, we still have Congress, so I think we're going to see, the usual number of hijinks.
Well, in honor of the close of an era, I'm going to start out with kind of what I think of as Patriot Act Part 1 for mm-hmm. tonight, and that is some selections that play tribute to George Bush, including there's a couple of numbers in here where George Bush has been sampled and reassembled, but the last number in here is actually George Bush himself. So you guess which one is George himself.
Somebody asked me earlier, too. They said, Gabriel, when you get to do your special, are you going to do anything about the country? Are you going to talk about politics? Well, I'm going to talk about, first of all, how I love this country and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I know that half the world right now thinks that our leader is the devil, and most of us would agree. He's not... I don't have to make fun of the president. He does it by himself. Okay? He does it by himself. Every time he comes on TV, I can't wait to hear what he has to say, especially during press conferences, right?
Mr. President, question. It's been over a year. What is your plan for Katrina?
We're going to find her. That's right. And we're going to bring Katrina to justice. We have every reason to believe Katrina's connected to Al-Qaeda. K to Katrina. They both start with a K. Our president got elected. I didn't vote for him, but then again, I didn't vote for the other guy either. I was just like, How Bush won is beyond me. Americans, we love to vote, but we don't vote for presidents. We vote for things like American Idol. Because that's fun. Voting for presidents is not fun. Voting for American history, she bang. That's what they should do for presidents, you know, just put both guys on TV for 1 hour. Call it something catchy like, who's going to run this bitch? You put them on TV for an hour, let them argue 30 minutes into the special. You put an 800 number on the screen and say, cast your vote, right?
You've reached the presidential hotline. For George Bush, press 3. John Kerry, press 4. Other options, press 5.
You don't like either one? Press 5.
Please hold.
I knew you'd be back. That's right. You know you miss your daddy. I'm such a dork. I don't care. But I have fun, though. You know, one thing you guys definitely made possible is I have the ability now to travel. And I never did that. I never used to travel until I became a comedian. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a whole nother world out there.
It's true. It's true. They lived evil do. And disassemble coolly through and through. The laws emerging after 9/11 were drawn to show each terroristic foe, instead of any virgin up in heaven, Guantanamo. A jail to nail the rabble Babylonic, to round them up and never let them go. Tribunals too in Cuba, so ironic. Guantanamo. 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 Worldwide deriders say it's strange. Guantanamo. Guantanamo. But suiciders made us change. Geneva has conventions, but those Swissies, just sissies who stash other people's cash and spurn the overflow. You learn when you can throw some damn Islamo-fascist clashist in Guantanamo. I'm gonna dance now. See, I know the Mexican dances. It's not in Mexico? Okay. Guantanamo. Guantanamo. As long as justice must be brought. Guantanamo. Guantanamo. A Q Camel Camelot. If Allah called up Jesus at his office, said, "Pal, your boys are messing up our truce," oh, Jesus sure would blow a valve and salvo. Yo, let's goose the juice, produce the noose in Guantanamo.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, like Sunday. I can't believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long? Must we sing this song? How long? Too long. Too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. 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 Broken bottles under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the damn streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It puts my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. And the battle's just begun. This many lost. And tell me who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long? How long? Must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. 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 Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park.com. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. And it's true, we're not immune. One fact is fiction and TV reality. And today the millions cry. We eat and drink while tomorrow they die. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Profits, bloody oil money. I'm above the law and I'll decide it's right or wrong. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo. Baghdad City policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row.
See how they die when shrapnel flies. See mothers cry. I'm lying. WMDs. They classify in facts, expose in secret age and tax before the wealthy leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
It's the established all voices. The rise of final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. So I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best. And what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense. But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
The American people can hear me tonight, and I have a message for them. The power and appeal of genocide and global war requires all free nations to recognize more torture chambers and rape rooms. I have directed thugs and killers to shift our attention with panic and say, I was just following orders. American authorities try to fight for a dying regime. It is suicide. Yet the only way to advance the lawless men who rule America is to apply the full force and might of our military. And we are prepared to do so.
I want rustlers, cutthroats, burglars, bounty hunters,
killers,
desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, vipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, murderers, burglars, bushwhackers, horn swaggers, horn thieves, bullbikes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and
murderers. I'm a leftist.
Could you repeat that, sir?
You know, the march to war is this, campaign that's just gonna march everywhere.
Team speed.
Oh no, they're getting ready to attack. Oh no, they're getting ready to attack. Oh no, they're getting ready to attack the United States Constitution.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 rule.
And then we had to come into war.
Clear my head of all the fuss.
Like Larry Bush.
me, and the old walls that surround me, and I realize I was only dreaming. For there's Condi and Dick, my old compadre, talking to me about some oil-rich Saudi. But soon I'll touch the brown, brown grass of home. Dick Cheney's strolling with documents he's been withholding.
Oh, we're not usually that lucky. That's the man himself, George Bush at the Gridiron Club in March 2008.
That was hysterical.
He's a man who knows how to enjoy his limitations. Brown, brown grass of home. We started out with Gabriel Iglesias, George Bush, his commentary on that from a song parody group, VersusPlus.com, Guantanamo, sung to Camelot. A restructured Bush singing U2's Bloody Sunday, Paul Hipp with I'm the Decider, and Operation Regime Change, also a satire mix group on the internet, a Blazing Empire. So that's our George, we're going to miss ya set, and I don't know what I'm going to do for... Just out in a world of peace, hope, and happiness. I'm sunk.
Well, you know, there's always Joe Biden.
Yeah. I'm a Biden. It's 9:19. You are listening to What Else Could It Be? Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One.
And I'm Bill Farrow. We're going to go right back into another pretty intense set for a different reason. This is our first stab at the diversity corner. And... as I said earlier, you might hear, different perspectives on race or gender or whatever during that set.
We don't endorse this information. We're merely
presenting,
holding enough for ridicule.
All right, holding up a mirror to society, as it were. So tonight we're going to look at sexual orientation, and so this set is. About homosexuality, and the first one, I'm going to look this up. This is actually from a stage performance called Let My People Come, and this one is, this is called I'm Gay.
Bill, so when you say we're holding a mirror up society, is that to see if it's still breathing?
Yes.
Dear Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find the nerve. Dear Mom and Pop, don't wanna hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve. How many times did I lie? How many nights did I cry? There's no other way, I'll just have to come right out and I'm hoping that you'll come to see this is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say. If I didn't think so much of you, I guess I could have just said it. I guess I could have just let it be. You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to say. I'm gay.
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
I'll set the alarm clock. You want to turn off the set? Let's go to sleep. I'm exhausted.
Okay, darling. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, good night.
Jack, do you believe what that author was saying on TV? You know, like one out of every six men in the country had a homosexual experience.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Let's go to sleep, all right?
Well, that's frightening. I mean, that's disgusting.
It's not so disgusting. Let's go to sleep, okay?
Well, I think it is.
Okay, it is.
What are you getting so uptight about?
I am not uptight.
Jack.
What?
Did you ever?
Ever what?
You know, do that disgusting thing.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Are you crazy? Jack, did you or did you not? I'm asking for a simple answer, yes or no?
No.
Jack, yes or no?
Once.
I don't believe it. I don't believe what my ears have just heard. Jack, you did it with another man?
Wasn't a man, it was a boy, a kid.
Oh, this is not happening. I am having a nightmare. A night, a boy. Oh, no, little Sydney from next door.
What, are you crazy? Little Sydney's 2 years old. Are you crazy?
I'm crazy. Look what's calling who crazy.
I was a kid. I was, what, 14, 15. All the kids from the block, we went to Washington, and one night in the motel, all the guys were fooling around, comparing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Comparing. And this kid, we called him Freaky Fred. He said he wanted to do it, and he did it. I didn't do anything. He did it. It's that simple. It was one time, one-shot thing. Ugh. That's it. Now come over here, will you please? You're about to slide off the bed.
Don't touch me.
Why not?
I'll feel funny if you touch me.
You didn't feel funny a few minutes ago when I touched you.
That was before.
Before what?
Before I knew.
Before you knew what?
That my husband was one of them.
For crying out loud, I'm the same man I was 5 minutes ago.
You're the same something.
Look, I told you it was a one-time thing. Didn't you ever have a one-time thing?
Yes, yes, I had a one-time thing, but mine was with a guy.
So was mine. Now come over here.
I am going to sleep on the couch. Jack.
What?
Was he better than me?
Oh.
every time they have, like, the gay pride parade, I think that's great. You know what I mean? But they always have it in San Francisco, Los Angeles, or New York. And you know what? Why bother having it there? Who are you going to convert or shock? They should be forced to take it on the road. You know what I mean? Like, through the deep south. Not that I want to see them get hurt, but just for the few rednecks they would convert along the way. You know, like, as they're pulling out of Tuscaloosa, there's just some big guy in overalls going, "Take me with you, gay pride parade."
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill. So keep with your group, and don't go off alone with strangers unless you have the permission of your parent or teacher.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Yes, that's a darling shade of lavender. No, I don't want them to look really like capris. Just, well, make them a little tighter, that's it. Slit them up a little bit, maybe to the knees.
Gotta get me some real tight britches. Gotta get me a date. Gotta be like those real wild bitches. And I can hardly wait. I'd rather swish than fight. I'd rather swish than fight. When I see a feller, I get kind of mellow. And if I see a guy, well, I just give him the eye. 'Cause I am gay.
Watch it, buddy.
Hooray! Gotta get me a real fine drag for the holiday ball. Got the prize right in the bag. Heels so high, I hope I don't fall. I'd rather swish than fight. I'd rather swish than fight. When I'm out a cruising, well, I just get to musing. If I see a stunner, I'm just gonna wanna. And why not? I mean, after all, I am gay.
Watch it, fella.
Shut up. Hooray. Once I met me the perfect mate, or so at least I thought. But disaster was my fate after what I caught. Oh my dear, I was at that doctor forever and ever and ever. But that's the gamble that we take for our little worlds. Still we'll go on a risky fate, 'cause we're all just girls. But I know I'm gonna try again till I find me the one.
I'm just like that Annie girl who had to get her gun. I'd rather swish than fight. I'd rather swish than fight. If you see me on the street, well, get lost, cause it's my beat. But if you should need a friend, I'll be yours until the end. You know it, sweetheart, cause I am gay.
Watch it, mister.
Oh, will you shut up? Hooray!
If you know a single guy, why don't you just send him by?
I'll be very kind to him. I'll satisfy his every whim.
You bet you.
Oh, watch yourself now. Cause I am gay. Whoopee, baby, and hooray.
Okay, buddy, what the hell are you staring at?
Well, you silly goose. Don't you know that open-toe shoes are passe with leather jackets?
All right, you want to take a crack at that that set first? You're you're looking at me dumbfounded. Maybe that's the reaction that set has, but I didn't know if you had any observations.
Comments?
Yeah.
No, I'll just let you present the playlist.
Fair enough. That was B. Bubba, and the title of that tune, I'd Rather Swish Than Fight, and that is the B-side, believe it or not, to the record by the same artist called I'd Rather Fight Than Swish. So, two very different songs. Before that, we heard, at least in terms of, you know, the perspective. Let's see, we had a long sound clip from Homosexuality in the American Mail. A couple of funny clips from a educational video that I found over on YouTube. You can look that up. But let's see, that was One Never Knows When the Homosexual Is About. And before that, a little while back, we heard The Sickness of the Mind of Homosexuality. We heard from Patton Oswalt, the comedian, talking about the Gay Pride Parade. Tortura, yeah, that you can only hear that on WRIR and only on Can't Stop the Music. That was the sound of pain and pleasure.
I think I'll be hearing that for a long time.
Great, great, great. That's good to hear. Inspiring. That's what we want. That's what we're trying to do. We had something from two different stage performances. One, God Save the Queens. That was one. It Happened One Night, and starting the set with Let My People Come, I'm Gay. And that was our Diversity Corner on Can't Stop the Music tonight. And we'll occasionally bring that segment back to present some other segment of society in all of its forms.
It's 9:35. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I am Peace One.
I'm Bill Farah. Tearing down the house or cleaning out the garage? Consider donating your leftover building materials and home improvement supplies to Richmond Habitat Restore for resale to the public at low prices. Did you know that Virginia landfills are estimated to reach maximum capacity in 5 to 10 years? Approximately 20% of landfill contents are construction and demolition debris. In fact, a single Virginia landfill can receive over 50,000 tons of construction waste in 1 year. Break the cycle. Donate or shop at Richmond Habitat Restore. Restore is located at 1901 Roan Street, Richmond, and open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 232-7001 or visit richmondhabitat.org. Also, do you want to be of service to the Richmond community? Are you interested in paying tribute to the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.? President-elect Barack Obama has launched a national organizing effort, including 45 events in the Richmond area scheduled for Saturday, January 17th, Sunday, January 18th, and Monday, January 19th. To sign up or to volunteer, visit the website usaservice.org. The project organizers intend to renew America by engaging civic action and have Richmonders become the change Richmond needs.
And we are the irony Richmond needs. I think that's mm-hmm. the niche filled by Can't Stop the Music. Do you have a another way you'd like to say our mission statement?
Another way, maybe coming up. I don't have it in front of me. We do have an actual mission statement.
Is it on our Facebook page?
It is. You can find it on the Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and log yourself in and type in the words Can't Stop the Music in the search bar. And we'll come right up, and once you do that, you're a click away from joining the Can't Stop the Music community on Facebook.
We like having friends. So coming up next, we've got reaching into the grab bag here, and I'm going to start out. I recently got a copy of that Etta James record that was made down in Muscle Shoals, Tell Mama, and this thing is just Oh, it is so good. She looks like, on the cover, she looks like she's in Sleater-Kinney. So this is Etta James with My Mother-in-Law.
Yeah. out. Yes. Check it out. And then you check it, don't come, now you wanna rock. Check it out. Check it out. Now these are the things that make you shout. Everyone say, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Clap your hands, young ladies. The young men, stop your feet. If there's any others out there,
radio, radio, radio. made a plan, then told me you had plans and couldn't go. The hurricane will wreck my bed and leave my shingled roof for dead, and my broken heart will scatter to and fro. Certain parts of aspects of your face. Every single summer day, I'd look so fucking good, you'd say. The way I treated you was a disgrace. Fucking good, fucking.
Whoa, didn't, we need to put that in its place. Okay, that was Reaching Into the Grab Bag, and started out with Etta James, My Mother-in-Law, from Tell Mama. Wayne and Charlie, the Talking Dummy. That is from a really excellent Sugar Hill box set, and I encourage anyone interested in hip-hop, rap, the origin of turntabling, definitely needs to get their hands on that Sugar Hill material. And before that, after that was the Mother Goose Time with Pet Care, and then from the One Ring Zero project with Authors. I am mortified. It is 9:50. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan.
I'm Bill Farah, and we are just doing our new thing here tonight, and that usually involves going back and forth between some themed fun things and what we call the grab bag, or grab that bag, and we're going to go to the grab bag now. We've been bouncing around on some different ideas, but this is, we were just in the grab bag, pardon me. We're going to reach back into the grab bag.
We're grabbing
it again. We're going to keep grabbing it, too. This is Jimmy Cross, I Want My Baby Back.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Dancing sky, I hear a word from God that frees a man to fly. I feel the bones of slaughtered men will soon arise, for I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. I hear the tulips laugh beneath the winter snow. I've seen how little children make their parents grow. I'm sure that cool guitars can set the heavens aglow. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. An unseen world beyond the swirling sun. I look for mysteries that haven't yet begun. I trust in hands of love to heal the wrongs we've done. For I believe that Christ paradise is changing everything, 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 everything. I know men give their eyes to those who lose their sight. I've seen men take his holy meal and dance all night. I want to celebrate my death with all my might. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything.
I gotta laugh at your kids who smoke it, the pot. You gotta run like hell, or you're gonna get caught. You put on that old oil to kill it, the smell. But I'm gonna tell it to your kids, it smells like hell. You gotta keep watch while you're weed. It grows soon. Time to smoke it, the pot, which you know. First you try to cure it in a pan, and you try to smoke it if you can. Your daddy say, what's that bad smell? I tell you, woman, smell like hell. I smoked it down to the very butt. A while you stayed hid in that little hut. Hey man, we had to run like hell. You and Huey and Wayne and Bill. You had to run like hell. When you smoke in the grass, you slip and fell on your little lip. You had to run like hell.
All right, a little song poem action. That was Gene Marshall with Smoke at the Pot. Before that, Bill Page, Something Stupid. Robert Edwin, Christ is Changing Everything. Osmi Tantes with Algo May. And Jimmy Cross, I Want My Baby Back. Yeah, he actually went and dug her up, killed her in a car wreck, and went and dug up her rotting corpse at the end of that song. And that was just something from the grab bag. So you're listening to Can't Stop the Music on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio.
Well, we're happy to be here. It's Sunday night, and we're here every Sunday night with our mix of social commentary and just plain fun. 10:04. I am Peace One.
And I'm Bill Farrell. What's coming up next?
Well, I think this is part two of Patriot Acts for tonight. And we're going to start out with who could be the real American but John Wayne.
We hear a lot about war or hurricanes that hit our shore. We hear a lot about hard times and a good deal more about the crimes that make the front pages of our news. But all that does is sing the blues about America. Now, what are the good things in our lives? About the men who love their wives, who take their kids when they go fishing, spend their working days just wishing to make things better. A fireman who climbs a tree and sets a little kitten free. A policeman who helps you cross the avenue. A man who stops when you're broken down and asks if you need a lift to town, or simply says, "Friend, what can I do?" Have you stopped to the grocery store and watched a kid who's bit off more than his 5 or 10 cent piece can chew? He needs just 2 cents or three to get that soda pop you see him. You get that feeling? Why not? And you come through. And how about on a Sunday morning, the sun's up high and the day is morning and church bells break the stillness in the sky? All your neighbors and your friends climb in the family car again and go to church. Never question why. Then you look at the USA, the folks that work, their kids at play, and looking back you see how hard they've tried to keep this country free and strong. And somehow you've known all along the answer's here, right in your own backyard. For as long as you believe in love and faith, hope, God above, the future of this land of ours is strong. And most of us feel just that way, and that's the truth. So let us say, America can't be so very wrong.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered.
Ohio. Nickname, the Red State. Motto, baby, you and me were never meant to be, but maybe think of me once in a while. And the song?
There are things in the ground in Ohio that we just cannot dig up.
Due to its demographic and economic diversity, from the coal mines of the South to the farms of the West, to the light industry and astronaut growth tubes of the North, Ohio is considered by many to be an important bellwether of political mood. No Republican has ever won the White House without also carrying Ohio, nor will they ever. As of 2004, after a narrow Republican win in the state, the federal government granted Ohio permanent red state status. If Ohio is truly a microcosm of America, goes the reasoning, then by definition, it must be under Republican domination. Hereafter, all of Ohio's 20 electoral college votes will flow automatically to the Republican nominee in every election for all time, or until such time as elections are no longer necessary.
The National Convention of Wussies for War is now convened. All rise for the anthem.
We love a good invasion.
It doesn't matter why.
'Cause a really good invasion
can be based upon a lie.
For a lie is patriotic. What's the problem? What's the fuss?
Why should we care who's gonna die?
As long as it's not us.
That's why we're
wussies for war. Wussies for war. We don't even know what the war is for, but we will expedite it if somebody else will fight it, 'cause we're gung-ho.
We won't go wussies for war.
Sign up, join us today. Make a lot of noise about the USA. Act like you care. But when they need you over there, run away, run away, run away, run away.
Because we're wussies for war, wussies for war. We don't even know what the war is for, but we will expedite it if somebody else will fight it,
'cause we're gung-ho.
We won't go wussies for war.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
W-U-S-S-I-E-S, W-U-S-S-I-E-S.
Chickenhawk, chickenhawk.
W-U-S-S-I-E-S.
Repeat after me. I am a young Republican.
I am a young Republican.
W is my man.
W is my man.
I love my fat portfolio.
I love my fat portfolio.
I suck up when I can.
I suck up when I can.
Money is my Bible.
Money is my Bible.
Torture is my friend.
Torture is my friend.
I pray all day to Jesus that he will never send me to Baghdad.
Don't you
send me to Baghdad.
Don't you
send me to Baghdad.
No, not Baghdad.
Don't send me to Baghdad.
Run, 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 run.
Mr. President, please.
Wussies for war, wussies for war. We don't even know what the war is for, but we will expedite it if somebody else will fight it, 'cause we're gung-ho. We won't go wussies for war.
Now let me introduce the choir. Up in the bass section, with a hood over his head, we have Donald Rumsfeld. Next to him, Brother Cheney. Then, of course, two rows of castrati with Tom DeLay and Bill Frist. Newt Gingrich and Jeb Bush. Trent Lott, John Ashcroft, Paul Wolfowitz, Clarence Thomas, Carl Rove, Dan Quayle, Pat Robertson, Gary Falwell, Rudolph Giuliani, Rush Limbaugh, and all the best Republicans. Yee-haw! Pogo, everybody! Pogo!
Wussies for war! Wussies for war! We don't even know what the war is for, but we will expedite it if somebody else will fight it, 'cause we're gung-ho. We won't go wussies for war! Hey, wussies for war! We don't even know what the war is for.
So all you gents and ladies, ooh, hop in your Mercedes,
ah,
and take a trip to Hades with wussies.
Rake those leaves, all American boy, rake those leaves. And oh, how you can ride a bike. Brush your teeth, take a hike, brush them till they shine. Wear braces.
says to get them in a line. He bravely has his consoles out. He earns the badge of an Eagle Scout. In Sunday school, he is devout. All American, all American, all American. Cook a meal, all American boy. Get your sleep, all American boy. Get your sleep. And oh, how you can jog so far. Wipe your nose, learn guitar. And for a smile sincere, have checkups twice a year. Shines his shoes if they have a scuff. He turns his head if he has to cough. He never tears a fly's wings off. All-American, all-American, all-American. Swim those laps, all-American boy. Make that call, all-American boy. Make that call. And how you pay your bills on time. Write that song, save a dime. Sometimes take a loss. And don't forget. He pays his rent, he pays his tax. He wins a hand with a pair of jacks. He eats his meal between his snacks. All-American, all-American, all-American. Buy the food, all-American boy. Read a book, all-American boy. Read a book. And oh, how clean you keep your clothes. Comb your hair, strike a pose. Sail into the wind. And don't be so thin-skinned. And oh, how well you pay your dues. Dry your eyes, read the news. Write your friends tonight. Be careful what you bite. Let yourself be good. And don't do what you should. All American, all American, all American, all American boy. We'll be right back.
Shake It for America. Wilmer and the Dukes, Living in the USA. That is our final, second Patriot Act set for this evening. Started out with John Wayne, America, the Good Things. A little quote there from The Prisoner. John Hodgman reading from Areas of My Expertise, his explanation about the state of Ohio. Eskit with Wussies for War, and Tom Wilson with All American Boy. It's 10:19. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio in Richmond, Virginia. I am Peace One.
I'm Bill Ferris. Should I read this now?
Yes, you should.
All right. This is our Inauguration Day promo. Tune in January 20th for special inauguration programming from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Don't watch that TV. If you can't be there yourself, you can get the full picture right here on WRIR. You can listen at 97.3 LPFM and WRIR.org to a special two-hour Democracy Now! From 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Tell Me More from 10 to 11 a.m. At 11, we'll return to Democracy Now! For live coverage of the inauguration ceremony with commentary from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tune your dial to WRIR 97.3 FM or browse to WRIR.org and listen to your community radio station on this historic day for views and perspectives not heard anywhere else. And I'll offer maybe two alternatives to that. I think Don't Watch That TV is going to be hard to do. So maybe watch that TV and listen to WRIR. Or if you're working during the day, as I'm going to be, maybe listen to the radio, record the TV stuff, and watch that at night. Actually see it with somebody you want to be close to. How about that?
Yeah, and I know I'm going to have a box of Kleenex because there's going to be heavy weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, Bill, what time is it?
Well, it's time for Outsider Royalty here on Can't Stop the Music. And this is a time when we pay special attention to a particular artist in the outsider realm. It usually means that they're completely unaware of either their lack of ability or their listening audience or the musical genre that they're attempting. In this case, we're going to hear tonight from Pat Campbell. We're going to have the biographical info after the set. But what you're about to hear, four tracks from his album called Just a Quiet Conversation, and what you're getting here is the worst of the country narrative form, where we're going to hear stories being told and a lot of tragedy, a lot of heartache and tears being shed over these next four songs. They all sound familiar in the musical arrangement, but the stories are very different.
During the North Korean campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They arrived at a little town called Seoul. And the next day being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. Well, after the chaplain read the prayers, the text was taken out. And those of the boys who had prayer books, well, they used them. But one of the boys only had a pack of cards, so he spread them out. The sergeant who commanded the boys saw the cards and said, "Soldier, you put those cards away." After service was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man to me?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," the soldier replied. The marshal said, "Well, I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you severely." The soldier said, "You see, sir, I've been on the march for 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, of the purity of my intentions. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved, and 5 were foolish and shut out. And then when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day, God rested. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. They were Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And then when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed to Moses on a table of stone. And when I see the king, it reminds me once again, there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack or knave is the devil. And when I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. And there are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So, you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know, because I was that soldier. The table is set, but something is missing. It's you. And a tear fills my eyes, 'cause without thinking, I fixed this for you. After dinner, the kids will go off to sleep in their room. I'll kiss them goodnight and begin my long night without you. All through today, my mind just won't leave me alone. Oh, I called your name several times, and once I even tried to call you on the phone. And it hurts so inside. Every time I realize that you're gone, I keep asking myself, why did you leave me alone? And now, as I walk in the church where we promised to love and obey, just don't seem the same as it did on our wedding day. And I can't see the candles or the flowers for the tears in my eyes. And I wish to God I could die as I lean over to kiss you goodbye. The table is set, but something is missing. It's you. Now, as I lie down tonight, there'll be someone that's missing. This
is the story of love that came undone. This is the story of two men and a gun. A man that I had never met stole my wife and son, but that's been nearly 3 years now, and it's over with and done. At first I'd stare out into space while hate consumed my soul. Hate was the creed by which I lived, and revenge my only goal. But the road to happiness is not paved with hate. I'm glad I learned how to forgive before it was too late. Now here's the way the other man paid for what he'd done, because I heard it from the man's own lips who took my wife and son. I didn't really know this man, but I had seen him around. He's a new guard at the factory where I work, just west of town. This fellow swung into step with me and said, "Excuse me, I gotta talk." And I listened spellbound at his words as we stood there on the walk. "You," the guard said hoarsely, "are a kindly man, I surmise." And he stood there with his handkerchief, wiping at his eyes. 3 years ago I wronged a man. I stole his wife and son. I didn't realize then the terrible thing that I had done. And this thing gets hold of me at night, and I just can't sleep or rest. Oh, forgive me, sir, but telling it seems to kind of get it off my chest. And when my past looms up like this, it kind of helps me to unload, and I can assure you, sir, I'm one man who knows that you reap just what you sow. I sure appreciate your listening. It helps me quite a lot. And, you know, to have that man's forgiveness, I would give everything I have got. Well, I must say I feel much better now. I didn't get your name. Moore? Why, that was my wife's name before we wed. It's odd your name's the same. And you know, I would kill that man that would do what I have done. And when the truth got through to him, well, he handed me his gun. As I gave the weapon back, I said, "What's done is done. All I ask, mister, is please be kind to Jenny and my son." I just received a letter that was written by my son. And as I read it, dear God, I can tell the damage that's been done. He started off, "Dear Daddy, how's everything today? I hope you're doing fine and things with you are still okay. I've just finished up my homework and Mommy said I ought to write. It's funny, Dad, but I guess we both must have had you in mind tonight. Gosh, I sure miss you and the times that we have had. Living here with Mom, I guess it isn't really bad. But she's a girl, Dad, and I can't play those games she used to play. Did you know she made me take my bullfrogs back and throw my gun away? Oh, but Dad, I love her, and you know I love you too. Gosh, why can't we live together the way we used to do? Oh, Mommy said this summer I can come and stay with you. Oh, why don't you call her up, Dad, and talk her into coming too? I think she'd come to stay if you hint just a little bit. And if she knew I was writing this, boy, would she have a fit? I mentioned you the other night in my prayers, and oh my, she got all choked up and turned away and she was just about to cry.
So I got up and took her hand, and my eyes were in a blur. She said, "Someday you'll understand, son," and that's about all I got from her. Oh, there are guys that come to see her, but she won't invite them in. I asked her why, and she just says she's not interested in men. Did you know she keeps your same old picture on the table by the bed? Oh, I think she really misses you, Dad, if it's not all just in my head. I know I'm awfully little to know the troubles, there is no doubt. And I hope I really never know what it's all about. But, Dad, if you two could just get together, everything would be all right. And, Daddy, if prayers are really answered, I think I can sleep tonight.
Yeah, that was our outsider royalty for this week, the great Pat Campbell, four tracks from his classic album, Just a Quiet Conversation. We heard I Think I Can Sleep Tonight, The Gun, It's You, and Deck of Cards. And throughout, I think he maintains a nice, presentation that he's just teetering on the verge of a nervous breakdown, if he hasn't had one already. Pat Campbell is an Irish country artist and known as the Irish Red Sovine. He actually even covered Red Sovine's Giddy Up Go, and just took that whole thing to a new level, a new low. Pat Campbell here on Can't Stop the Music on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio.
I am Peace One.
I'm Bill Farah. I'm knocking it back at you. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm reaching back into the grab bag one more time, and we're going to start out with Time to Change, but sung by the Brady Bunch.
Nice.
Winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just seasons, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain, and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
The changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you want to reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
Well, it's time to change.
The Liberty Bell.
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Take a look, the blame could well be shared.
midnight ride for a country dear. Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear. In the Boston Bay.
Ali,
set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali,
destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali. This one, I wanna believe in.
in this one so bad. I wanna believe in this one. I wanna believe in this dream so bad.
Oh, that is our lo-fi set there, and I'm almost embarrassed given that we've got this brand new beefy stream, but you know, sometimes you just got to get the material out there. That was Anson Williams from Happy Days with I Want to Believe in This One, I Want to Believe in This Dream So Bad.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali before that with Who Put the Crack in the Liberty Bell, and we started out with the Brady Bunch, Time to Change. Maybe we should rename that set instead of being reaching in the grab bag. It's kind of like celebrity sweepstakes in there.
Yeah, but you had the continued a little bit with the change and the election theme.
It's on my mind. It is on my mind.
I hear you.
It is 10:44. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at 97.3 FM. I am P. Swan.
I'm Bill Farrow. We're going to be here just for another quarter hour. And we're going back to the grab bag for this next set. This is Jim Dandy, Hot Pants Girl.
She's my hot pants girl. She's got rhythm and motion. She's the only girl for me. She's my hot pants girl. All the boys seem to love her, but she's only crazy for me. She can really swing down the street. She's got every eye, and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl. Knock on their nest and dance. Baby, always treat me right. Come and learn to dance. Find a true romance. Baby, hot pants is in today. You got rhythm in motion. Fancy locomotion. Baby, I'm gonna dance with you. She can really swing down the street. She's got every eye, and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl. Come on, give me a whirl. Baby, we'll find a true romance.
wetlands of Australia many years ago. The Aborigine tribes were meeting, not having a big
powwow. We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac, why? What's wrong with him?
Our boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was blue in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll make disgrace the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The Vatican frowned the tribe then and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in the hand.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. Big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it. Oh, yes, never thought of that. Now then, slowly back and throw.
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. Disgrace the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew. Yeah,
the fourth principle is specialized knowledge. It is here that I think Napoleon Hill makes a very important point. Knowledge is power only to the extent that it is organized into a definite plan of action and directed to a definite end. To quote from the book, before you can be sure of your ability to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent, you will require specialized knowledge of the service, merchandise, or profession which you intend to offer in return for fortune. Perhaps you may need much more specialized knowledge than you have the ability or the inclination to acquire. And if this should be true, you may bridge your weakness through the aid of your mastermind group. More on this later, but for now realize that you must learn all you can about your specialty. Set aside a definite time every day for learning more about what it is you do for a living. Take the courses that are offered on your subject and associate with men who know your business well.
Hey, hold it!
We're packed up a blanket in a suntan lotion. Stop for some six packs because we got the notion. Get the sand, we're early now, it's fine now to start. Bottles and bikinis and we're ready for fun. You threw me the frisbee and it went out of reach. And that was when I saw her. I saw her on the beach. Yeah! Cause we got the notion. We hit the saber early, now it's fine, I'm a soul. Bibles and the beat.
Could have been me, but it was you. Went off and bit a little bit more than you could chew. Said you had it made, but you've been a had, yeah. A woman no good, no how, thinking maybe the blood is bad. Promises she can't keep with a wink of an eye. Bad love, brother, you've been deceived. It's bound to change your mind about who you believe. From where I stand, it looks mighty strange, yeah. How you let a woman like that treat you like big small change. I don't understand what you're looking to find, yeah. The only thing bad blood is doing is mess up a good man's mind.
Here we go again.
Bad, bad blood, the bitch is in a smile. The lie is on her lips, such an evil child.
Okay, that was the Notables. Those were the Notables covering Neil Sedaka's Bad Blood. King Usenowitz and his Usenowitz Tones, one of our favorites here on Can't Stop the Music. I Saw Her on the Beach, that one from their epic LP, Twistin' and Bowlin'. Earl Nightingale with the Fourth Principle of Specialized Knowledge. Charlie Drake, My Boomerang Won't Come Back. Olaf Sveen, Those Were the Days. And Jim Dandy with Hot Pants Girl starting that set here on Can't Stop the Music on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio.
Well, you definitely want to stay tuned for Mixtape Mixtape. They've got a real tape here tonight, and Matt and Jack are pumped and ready to go. I am Peace One.
I'm Bill Farrow. We'll be back again next week for more of the same silliness, so join us. Until then, look us up on Facebook. Type in Can't Stop the Music in the search bar and click to join. You'll be a part of the community today.
So we're going to leave you with one more bow to inauguration, and this is from the Vernacular Salutes to Candidate Obama, Viva Obama by Amigos de Obama. And enjoy. It's 10:59. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, Richmond, Virginia.
Al candidato, ¿quién es Barack Obama? Este corrido le canto con el alma. Humilde fue nacido, también sin pretensión. Empezó por las calles de Chicago, trabajando para lograr una visión, para proteger a la gente trabajadora y traernos todos juntos en esta gran nación. ¡Viva Obama! ¡Viva Obama! Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva! nación. Nada importa si eres de San Antonio, nada importa si eres de Corpus Christi, de Dallas o del Valle, de Houston o del Paso. Lo que importa es que votemos por Obama, porque su lucha también es nuestra lucha. Y hoy que tenemos la urgencia para un cambio, vamos todos unidos con nuestro gran amigo. ¡Viva Obama! ¡Viva Obama! Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva Obama! ¡Viva Obama! Un candidato luchando por nuestra nación.